Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Hey, y'all. Welcome to the Girlfriend's Guide to Sports podcast. I'm your host, Claire Coles. And this is a special bonus episode of March Madness Update for 2024. Back by popular demand, so if you still fill out your bracket by uniform color or how cute the mascot is, this is the podcast for you. Okay, first off, I'm not going to do a full update like I used to do because I used to give a lot of different stats and everything. We know you just want to get to this year's bracket and those updates. So I'm going to cut out a lot of that stuff this year, but let's start with where and when to watch. So the first four games have already taken place by now because I am recording this as late as possible on Wednesday night. So those teams will now complete the 64-team bracket. Round one begins tomorrow, Thursday at 11:15 a.m. Central Time. If you do not have your brackets in by then, you will be too late. And then games actually run into the night, and usually about 10 or 11 o'clock is when they end. Last game will be number 10, Drake at number 7, Washington State. That is tomorrow for the first round and the opening round of March Madness. So first round goes Thursday and Friday. Round two begins Saturday and Sunday. Then we have a couple days off. Sweet 16, and we'll begin on Thursday and Friday of this next week, so March 28th and 29th, with the Elite Eight being on Saturday and Sunday of that week. Final Four will be Saturday, April 6th, and then the National Championship for the men's will be on April 8th. So that will also be in Phoenix, Arizona, FYI. If you can watch all of this on CBS, TBS, True TV, and TNT are going to be those channels. CBS actually paid $19.6 billion for the tournament and the rights to the tournament from 2011 to 2032. It's actually been coming out recently in articles that they severely underpaid for that. So it'll be interesting to see how much that gets renegotiated for, I would guess, here in the next couple of years. So how the bracket works, it was established in 1939, although it only had 8 teams in it. We did expand this last time to 68 teams in 2010. There's a selection committee of 10 people who decide who's in, who's out, what ranks teams receive. And remember, everybody who is a conference champion is guaranteed a spot. So they first distributed by region, and then with the top 4 teams being in 4 separate regions. 32 conferences make the tournament. Big 12 and SEC this year have the most teams in the men's tournament with 8 each. And of course, the longest bracket that has stayed perfect, that hasn't changed for a couple of years, 49 games, and that happened in 2019. The statistics say that last year, 26 million brackets were made between the men's and the women's, and $15 billion with a B was bet last year. That's why I said when CBS only, quote unquote, paid $19 billion for the rights, I think they're losing out on some money there. So the NCAA is. You have a 1 in 9.2 quintillion chance of guessing the perfect men's bracket. Again, deadlines for brackets are due Thursday by 11:15 Central Time. That is the start of the tournament. But also this year, I wanted to add a quick vocab. You're going to hear terms like KenPom. KenPom is basically a stat website that was created by Ken Pomeroy, and it's basically an adjusted stat for number of possessions that a team has. So it's to show their efficiency, usually like defense, offense, all of that kind of jazz. But it's adjusted by number of possessions that a team actually has. Whereas normal stat, I say normal, the ones we kind of hear all the time, that's not a KenPom stat, is done over 100 possessions. So anyway, just wanted to update that vocab as well. This is the 85th NCAA tournament, again, since 1939. 37 programs have won overall, 14 of which are in this tournament. Now, Howard hadn't made a tournament since 1992. Four schools have yet to reach the tournament that are a major school classification. That's Army, Citadel, Francis Brooklyn, and William and Mary. With this year, we have 10 coaches making their debut, and this year only one school making their debut. Stetson is making its debut. Colgate has made their fourth straight NCAA tournament. That is the most in school history. Wagner has made their first tournament since 2003 after winning the NEC. Stanford has made their first tournament in 24 years, JMU for 11 years, and Washington State's first appearance since 2008. But the longest drought to end this year, obviously, besides Stetson, is Duquesne, which had not made it for 47 years. So also some fun facts just to quickly share before we get into the tips. Most national titles is UCLA with 11. Last year's winner is UConn. That's going to be very important as I go through these tips and tricks. The most number one seeds by any team is UNC with 18. The most appearances in the tournament is Kentucky with 62. Kentucky has also made the most money for its basketball program due to this tournament. And then the most common matchup is Marquette and Kentucky. So kind of sticking on the Kentucky train there. They have actually met 10 times in the tournament, and it could happen again this year in the Sweet 16 if they both make it. Seven championship teams or championship games have gone into overtime. The 1957 game went into third overtime. And this year, we're going to start with a little bit of both. So from the men's and the women's side, 21 schools received a bid to both tournaments. The SEC with the most at 5 schools. UConn is ranked the highest combined, as in the lowest number, between the men's and the women's bracket, with a number one seed on the men's bracket and a number three seed on the women's. Drake has the actual highest between the two, with a 10 on the men's side and a 12 on the women's side, so combined 22. Michigan State men and women are both seeded number 9, kind of funny there. And even crazier, and I had to report this stat, Nebraska and Texas A&M will play each other in both tournaments of the first round. So kind of crazy there. All right, getting straight into it. Tips for filling out your bracket. Do not blame me if this goes wrong, because I don't know any better than you guys do. And if you want to go by uniform color, please do. You'll probably do better. Let me tell you who won our family pool last year. It was my mother. And I could probably count on one hand how many games she watched before March Madness. So that is the point. It is supposed to be fun. It is supposed to be crazy and complete madness, thus the name. Do not blame me for your problems if I gave you tips and tricks in here. Yo bracket, yo problem, as I always like to say. Enough chit chat though, let's get down to business. In 11 of the last 12 tournaments, a first four team has reached the second round. So you may want to pick one of them. You also may want to pick a number 15 seed because they have made it past round one for the last 3 straight years. And all 3 have actually reached the Sweet 16. 9 of those 11 to advance were top 2 in their conference. This year, that only applies to one school, South Dakota State. The closest games tend to be between number 4 and number 13 seeds for the last 5 years, with 70% of them being decided by single digits. You would think that would be 8 versus 9, but only 35% of those are close games. In the second round, 3s usually beat 6s, though, with a record of 22-5 since 2005. So maybe not the right upset to pick there. But I am going to say this, pick a big top 4 upset. It is risky. I know it's always like, which one do I pick? But in 14 of the last 15 tournaments, at least one has lost in the first round. Last year, we had 3. Only two times in 26 tournaments have all twos made it through safely to the Sweet 16 also. So there may be some clarity on which one to pick. One of the hottest stats was to pick a 12 over a 5 seed. And while that's still statistically true, 84% of the time when in an upset, it has been trending downward in the last 8 years. Also, pick a double-digit seed to go into your Sweet 16. It has happened in the last 15 years and 36 of the last 38 years. Last year, that was Princeton, but in 2022 and 2021, four teams made it through. Number 11 seems to be the best odds to pick a Cinderella story, although that wasn't true last year. We did not have a number 11 seed in the Sweet 16, but it's been 15 years since that has been true back to back. Number 15s and number 12s have good equal stats of making it to the Sweet 16 since 2011. That's the 68 team era. They are literally equal with each other. So if you think it's better to pick a 12, it's actually not. And 10s have a better chance of making it than 8s or 9s. 10s have a 15.8% chance of making the Sweet 16, while that is the combined chances of 8s and 9s. Picking an upset is hard. We know. You like that shiny number one next to those names, but maybe don't pick all number twos. It's only happened twice in the last 26 tournaments. And then also, I really just want to remind everybody how weird last year was. We had no number one team make it to Elite Eight, and that was the first time ever that had it happened. We had a number nine seed, a five, and a four in the final four. Only once in 13 tournaments has all four number one seeds made it through as well. That was only one time in it has made the final four, and that was in 2008. There is a 79% chance of having either a one or two number one seeds in the final four, though. So don't go with too crazy with the number one upsets. But at least one seeded team of 7+ has made the final four in the last 9 of 10 tournaments. Maybe don't make it a number 6, though, as it has been 32 years since they have made it, unless in your mindset you think they're due. Every final four since 2013 has had a 5 or lower. Of the 36 teams seeded top 2 and AP top 10 entering the season unranked, none have reached the final four. This year, that applies to Iowa State. No team has won the whole dance after losing its first game in the conference tournament either. So who can kiss their dreams goodbye thanks to that stat? Tennessee, Creighton, Kentucky, Duke, Kansas, and Alabama. Also, every national champion since 85 has had at least made it to their semifinals of their conference championship. So that even stays truer to that point. You got to have a good balance, though. 20 of 21 champs since 2002 have been in the AP top 25 in both offense and defense. That points to UConn, Purdue, Arizona, Auburn, Houston, Creighton, Marquette, and UNC. And while it's okay to pick a number one seed, the overall number one ranked team, which is UConn this year, has not won for the last 11 years. That was 2013 Louisville team. Most have actually lost in the first weekend. That counts up to 4, then won the entire thing, which has only happened 3 times. A number two seed has not reached the final in the last 6 years. That is the longest ever, and just once in the last 10 tournaments. There has never been a matchup of number twos in the final. Number five is the only seed to not win a championship under 8. How crazy is that? It's also been 34 years since a championship came from a conference with fewer than 4 bids. This year, big time upset here. The Big East, which is one of the best conferences by stats and analytics, only has 3 teams. So those 3 are vulnerable to this stat: UConn, Marquette, and Creighton. Also, the West Coast Conference schools of Gonzaga and St. Mary's also apply. They only had 2 bids. UConn is a popular national championship choice, but there has only been one repeat champ since 2007, and that, well, the repeat champ was 2007, and it was Florida. No champ has made it past the Sweet 16 since then, and only 4 of 15 have reached the Sweet 16. Let's go over some stats by conference. The ACC has reached the Elite Eight 34 of the last 38 tournaments. That's an 89% rate there. The Big 12 has the best win percentage of a conference in the first round in the last 4 years, but the last four times a 14 seed has been beaten by a three, it has been a Big 12 team getting beaten. Coastal Athletic has not won a first rounder since 2012. That was VCU. So that does not bode well for Charleston this year. Mountain West is still on the outside looking in. They are 2-12 in the first round. And even though San Diego State broke that streak of never reaching the Sweet 16 last year, it is still a trend. This year, though, they have six teams in the tournament. So they are getting better and better by their chances. We may see this stat kind of become a thing of the past, it looks like. This is also the last chance for the Pac-12 to get a championship, as they haven't had one in 27 years. Just two teams have reached the Final Four in the last 15 years. And remember, that conference is disbanding. No SEC team, top four team, has reached the Final Four in the last 16 years. They have four teams that fit that this year. Let's go through some school stats, though. This one I just kind of found interesting as far as each school. Auburn is 11-0 in their first round, but they have lost their second rounder the last two times as a top four seed, like they are this time that they made the tournament. Boise State has played the most tournament games without a win. They are 0-9. Creighton is the highest seed that they have been in school history. They have tied that this year. Gonzaga has made the Sweet 16 in eight straight tournaments. That is the longest active streak. They have also won 14 straight first rounders. However, they have not won a natty. Houston is the number one seed for the second consecutive year. That is a school record for them. Illinois has not made it past the first weekend since 2005. Mississippi State also hasn't won a tournament game since 2008. Kansas has made a school record 34 straight tournaments. In the last four tournaments that they weren't a number one seed, though, they lost in the second round. Michigan State is 13-1 in first rounders when a nine seed or better. Nebraska is the only Power 5 school without a tournament win. They are 0-7. This is their only second appearance, though, in 25 years, but they're still 0-7. New Mexico has never won two straight tournament games, and that's going to be big this year. Purdue has lost the last 3 years to a 16, 15, and 13th seed. That is the only school eliminated by 12-plus in three straight years. No school also has more number two seed appearances without a Final Four appearance. TCU has made the tournament for a school record third straight year, but they have never won more than one game in a single tournament. Texas Tech has made the Sweet 16 in three of the last four tournaments. The longest active winning streak currently, like still going into the tournament, is James Madison at 13. And then here are some superlatives for the teams. The fastest team is Western Kentucky with 75.4 possessions per game. The highest points scoring team is Alabama with 90.8 points per game. UVA is the lowest. However, the best scorer is Zach Eady on Purdue. The best three-point shooting team is Kentucky. The worst is Texas A&M. The most experienced team is TCU, and on the opposite side of that is Creighton, has the thinnest bench. The most losses allowed in the tournament this year is Montana State, sitting at 17. And the tallest team is Washington State at an average of 79.3 inches. All right, so let's go over some common upsets this year. Kansas is definitely one of the most chosen losses of the first weekend. And that was because they had a rough end to their season and a terrible showing in the Big 12 tournament. Also, injuries have played a big part here with two of their big stars. McCullough is out and Dickinson is questionable. So the Jayhawks are a hot upset pick at the moment. New Mexico is actually favored over Clemson, although they might be seeded as an upset. They actually favored in Vegas odds. Same with Nevada over Dayton. Something to keep in mind there. Oregon over South Carolina is also a big upset to pick. Look at their conference tournament results for that one. McNeese over Gonzaga is a hot upset pick, but man, it's hard to argue against the Zags, who haven't lost a first rounder since 2008. JMU is on the flip side of that. They are a hot Cinderella pick this year. And again, that win streak, this is all about being hot at the right time. Purdue's head coach has had a lot of success at his time at the school, but he has not made the Final Four. But they have the most wins against teams in the tournament this year, sitting at 14. On the opposite side of that, or at least a different stat of that, Houston leads the top 50 KenPom teams. I told you you were going to hear that, with 15 wins. UConn and Purdue have 12. Expect the Alabama-Arizona matchup to be one of the highest scoring games of the tournament, with both teams focusing on offense. Alabama does look vulnerable, but can you actually pull the trigger on when they're going to get upset? Again, they're the highest scoring team of anyone in the tournament in this year. UConn is the favorite in most people's bracket. They were 35% of bracket winners as of this morning, Wednesday morning. Houston, Purdue, and UNC were the other, like, rounding out the top four. That makes sense. They're all number one seeds. That combines to make 66.8% of all brackets picking one of those number ones. Even Obama has UConn, you guys. So it is looking like a back-to-back champion is the favorite of this year. And finally, my last piece of advice is, when in doubt, follow the spread. Las Vegas is extremely good at this. I know we've kind of covered a lot of that on some of the football podcasts. They're good at this for a reason. Obviously, $15 billion got bet last year. They know what they're doing. So use them as your guide when you are in a bind. That wraps up for me and this year's March Madness Helpful Hints. If you're going to go by the cutest mascot, I think you got to go Texas A&M with Reveille, right? But if you enjoyed these tips and tricks, check out the blog, The Girlfriend's Guide to Sports, for more games listed out for the first round. My biggest piece of advice, embrace the madness. Catch y'all on Monday for the weekly update.